The story came, and the best stories come from something that just doesn't go away.
Okay.
And I had this image of a woman in tears that wouldn't go away. And this is the story that came from it.
Flight 436 from Bangor has just landed at gate 17.
And I thought, thank God. The woman in the tasteful blue suit with the matching pumps and the lovely coif will not have to share the waiting area with the crazy lady much longer. I mean, the crazy lady was like doing jumping jacks, and she'd hit the floor and do some push-ups, and she'd do jumping jacks, and she'd pace like a tiger. And then the crazy lady looked at the nicely coiffed woman, and I thought, she deserves an explanation. So I walked over. Ma'am, I'm so sorry. I know you must think that the outpatients are out in full today, but it's just that my son is coming home from his first combat tour of Iraq. He's a young Marine, and I'm just... She looked up. Everything about that woman softened. Even her suit had less starch. And she smiled at me. Oh, dear. My father was career Air Force, and I'm one of the few people here who could say, I understand exactly how you feel. But then she continued. And the second they were out, we both knew that her next words were a lie. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. I used to work at a place called the Pine Street Inn. It's a place for homeless men to spend the night. And when I was there, it was the garbage barrel of World War II. These were the guys whose hearts were just a little bit too open for all the death and murder and mayhem that war poured into them. And they could never lock it away. They're the guys that when you talk to them, their eyes never really met yours, and they nervously shot them around, or their backs were always up against a wall. They had a jitteriness. They self-medicated all the time. Every war's had their name for these guys. The early ones called them shell shock, and they called them combat fatigue. And in our generation from Vietnam, it was post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. We know these guys. These are guys that wake up in the middle of the night whacking at the person they love next to them because they cannot keep the image of a baby burning in napalm neatly locked in the back of their brain. And now it was my son's turn. People started coming up the gangway, and I said, excuse me, is this the flight from Bangor? Thank you. I scanned and scanned. I saw him. I saw him at the bottom, but I didn't cry out. Instead, every bit of mother antenna just like a choo. And I looked. He stood his full 6'3". His shoulders broad as they'd always been. His eyes were still brown and clear and focused ahead of them. And he still had that I'm king of the world jaunty walk. I flew down the gangway, and I must have thrown myself right in his arms. And we came up, and we're talking and laughing and telling stories, and we're almost out of that waiting area. And I think, oh, my God, I should thank the lady in the nice blue suit. And I turn around to wave, and tears are pouring her makeup down in rivulets over her cheeks. And I wanted to say, it's okay, look, he's good, he's fine, he's whole. So far.
Judith Black, Stories Alive.